I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, former NBA player Stephon Marbury provides an alternative to expensive sneakers marketed to people who can't afford them. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Very early on Thursday morning, and there's only one way to put this, even a few days later, Cubs win! Were you delighted?
I was, actually, and I was extraordinarily delighted by the baseball game. Because every couple of years, baseball reminds you why people took it so seriously for so long.
One story about this remarkable development was headlined, "How did the Cubs curse end with the greatest game ever?" I don't know, a bit of an overstatement, or is this okay?
Well, I mean, I go back once again to what Reggie Jackson once said about the greatest ball player. He said, "I don't need someone to tell me I'm the greatest ball player. I just need somebody to tell me I'm in the conversation." This game is in the conversation. There's no question. If for nothing else, for the 17-minute rain delay, where we all got to, like, tear our hair out.
According to Ticket IQ, four tickets for Game 7 seats near the Cubs dugout sold for nearly $22,000 apiece. But ticket prices for Wednesday night's game were actually down a little bit on average. So I guess good news for Joe and Josephine baseball fan, right?
Yeah, I suppose. I think the prices probably got knocked down a little bit because people got terrified by the early estimates. But I'm telling you what, for $22,000 a seat, you ought to be in the Cubs dugout.
In uniform, absolutely. The Cubs, by the way, have already been installed as a 3-1 favorite to win the World Series next fall. Cleveland is at 12-1, so maybe Terry Francona et al. Can sneak up on everybody next season.
Well, I mean, we'll see next year whether Cleveland can manage to keep its entire team together for a season. I mean, what they did in the face of the injuries they had was just extraordinary.
It was indeed. Kevin Turner, late of the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots, died back in March, Charlie, from complications associated with ALS. He was the lead plaintiff in a concussion lawsuit against the NFL, and after examining Turner's brain, Dr. Ann McKee announced this week that he had advanced chronic traumatic encephalopathy and that his brain provides the strongest possible case so far for a link between CTE and ALS. Is that designation, strongest possible link, going to change anything?
Well, I don't know, but to me it means that Kevin Turner belongs in the Football Hall of Fame because he will be a monumental figure in whatever changes get rung in this game over the next 10 years.
Eagles wide receiver Josh Huff was recently charged with possessing a handgun without a permit. Regarding same, he said this week, quote, "I'm a professional athlete. What professional athlete don't have a gun?" The team released him on Thursday. I'm not sure if it was to answer that question or not.
I got to give the team credit for guts.
That's right. He has a gun.
Yeah, man's got a gun, and he's proud of it. A lot of them do, and a lot of them claim to need it. I'm not entirely sure that many of them do need it, but it's become a symbol along with whatever else, you know, giant cars and movie stars and stuff like that. Plus, by the way, this is the America that the NRA wants. I'm tired hearing people complain about athletes with guns. According to the NRA, they're the best Americans we have.
18-year NBA veteran Ray Allen announced his retirement this week. He is currently the 22nd leading NBA scorer and is recognized as the greatest three-point shooter of all time. He is 41 years old, so despite the fact that he can still hoist threes, no surprise, I guess, that he retired.
No surprise, but he's going to be able to hoist threes till he's 81. His shooting stroke is the best I've ever seen.
He was not only good at hoisting threes, he was good at getting himself traded or somehow situated on teams that were about to win again.
Yes, he did. The latter part of his career between the Celtics and Miami, he did a great job on that.
Is Mr. NASCAR in the house?
He's right here. What
very
can he do
good,
for
you? Very good.
What can
okay.
he do for you?
Excellent. Jimmy Johnson sits atop the Sprint Cup standing with just three races left. And some are wondering, not necessarily me, but some, whether a win this year would push Johnson past NASCAR legends Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt. What do you think?
I think charisma-wise, he doesn't have a chance, but certainly, you know, career result-wise, he would. I mean, Jimmy Johnson's he's a good guy and a great driver, but he ain't the king and he ain't the intimidator. He ain't no folk hero.
I knew there was a reason I called on Mr. NASCAR for this one, and I'm happy that I did. The minor league team that used to be called the Jacksonville Suns will henceforth answer to the name Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. How long before they have Oxymoron Day at the ballpark in Jacksonville?
Well, I think you just gave them an idea for the first big promotion of the season. It's a stupid name, by the way.
Well, that's okay. They'll probably change it next year. It's a minor league baseball team.
Well, that's true. Yeah, maybe they can pay, you know, Tufts $100 and just call themselves the Jumbos.
How permanent can the name be? If it doesn't work, find another one. On Wednesday, the University of Maryland's women's basketball team scored 74 points and allowed their opponent, Bluefield State, 17 points. And that was at halftime that that score was rung up. The final score was 146-17. I loved our energy and enthusiasm, said Maryland head coach Brenda Fries. I bet the Bluefield State coach wasn't saying anything even remotely similar to that.
Well, obviously Maryland turned up the defense in the second half.
I'm glad I wasn't there. I think Maryland fans started pulling for Bluefield State by the end of the game.
Yeah, but don't you think Maryland fans started pulling out of the parking lot around 5 minutes left in the first half?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week as well here on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.